I've got the food, D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance, and big news today.
Oh my God.
Dry January's over. So you can take more than a sip of that beer today.
Yes, dude. Thank you. I know. The countdown, and then my little app reminded me. I was like, oh, snap. I'm getting drunk at work. What up? I love it.
It's also a week out from the big game.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, tailgating.
I love it.
So the obvious tailgating food is chili, and you found a beer that was custom made to go with chili, which is why we're doing the chili today, basically.
What a time to be alive.
Tell me about this beer.
Hormel Chili decided they were going to pair with Modest Brewing out of Minnesota. So they've created this Hormel Chili Cheese Brew. Now, when I read about this, I was super duper excited because they sell it like a chili cheese spiced beer. It's inspired corn chip flavored, a crushable American lager, paired, created with a mix of savory spices and hints of cheddar cheese powder. Now, after drinking it, though,
a little less excited.
I feel like they oversold it to me. Sure.
I do enjoy some of the stuff written on the can too.
Your
description just now was pretty good, and there's some cool little sayings on the can, if you will.
Yeah, it says it pairs well with recliners, gaming, and late night snack attacks. And that I agree with. It is not, I know people are going to be like, chili cheese beer. Don't just let that go.
It's also on the side of the can, it says notes of cheesy cheese, chili spice, and last Monday night.
Oh my God. Oh boy. Not
so I don't
last
know if that's
Monday
a
night.
Selling point or not.
Yeah, right. This definitely ends up just being more of a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, think about what your dad's beer tastes like in the fridge.
Tastes like the generic macro brew.
Yep, 100%.
But we're talking tailgating before the big game, having some chili, maybe a chili dog.
Yeah.
And
so it would be perfect.
So
it's really
going to
pair with anything that you try.
Yeah, and it's not terribly high alcohol. It's not terribly low either. It's in the 5% range,
if
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, exactly. So not bad. The chili that I made here is a chili I've been making for years and years and years. I'm guessing that I found the recipe in a Vegetarian Times magazine.
Oh my God, look at the yellow on that.
I'm just totally guessing. I cut it out, and it's been in my little recipe book at home forever and ever. It's California 3-bean chili. It was from an ad for McCormick chili powder, and basically the key to this, it was a vegetarian recipe, I just added meat to it.
Yeah,
the key to this is the spice blend that they put together, which is a combination of chili powder, garlic powder, ground cumin, oregano, and basil, a little sugar in there, a little salt in there, and seasoned pepper, all mixed together.
Yum.
So I mix up two batches of that, one batch to when I fry up the hamburger.
Yeah,
I mix it in with that, and then the other batch just goes into the chili itself.
Wonderful.
It's also got green peppers in there and onions and lots of beans.
Lots of beans.
Red beans, white beans, and black beans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those beans don't go in chili people.
Not for you.
My wife has an answer for you. Why are they called chili beans then?
Right. Yes.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is not for you if you are a no beans and chili person. But
that's
other than
right.
That.
Don't yuck our yum.
Yeah. All right. Should we try them together?
Let's do it, dude. Yep. Pairs just like I thought it would. This beer is going to go with anything you have on game day or surrounding
sure,
game
it's
day
just a, like we said, a kind of a regular beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy's
100%.
Beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I was hoping to have more of like a... the cheese flavors in there and the chili
the spice.
Spices.
Yeah, the spice is what I was looking forward to. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's been beers in the past. I had a ramen beer one time. It was like a sour ramen, and it was awesome.
Well, that Duke's Mayo, that was a collab with a food company and a beer company that we had a few weeks back, and that was really good. I wouldn't say spicy by any means, but it paired well with stuff made with mayo.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So this is... don't spend your $25 on this.
All right. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7 The Resistance.